For the third day in a row, the number of dead has risen in the disaster in the Indian Ocean. International aid groups are looking beyond the count of fatalities to the millions of survivors who are in need of help. People in nearly a dozen countries are injured or homeless or in need of clean drinking water. The Indonesian province of Aceh is one of the places hardest hit. It was racked by both the earthquake and the tsunami.
Correspondent Sean Donnan of the Financial Times is in the provincial capital, Banda Aceh. He says that international aid groups are beginning to arrive there, but it will be difficult to deliver the supplies to the people who need them.
Today we were in a refugee camp. There's a couple of thousand people there. They were struggling to find food. There's no medical help. They were really desperate and getting very frustrated.
And when you say refugee camp, is that something that's been established ad hoc? Or is it something organized?
There's a couple of organized camps. But it's very much ad hoc. Pretty much every medium-sized to large mosque in around town here has a few hundred displaced persons living there. The camp that we were in that I was speaking about was at the national broadcaster, the local office of the national broadcaster, basically a big stretch of grass that people have just moved in and onto. There's a few tents around, but there's not much else.
You talked about the difficulties in delivering the aid. Is part of the problem that roads are impassable? Is there fuel for trucks to try to make their way around?
I think there's two issues. One is beyond Banda Aceh. We got to keep in mind that Banda Aceh is the easy place to get to. But this is a big province. This is the whole northern tip of Sumatra. It's 4.5 million people, and there's a lot of devastated people. The big issue now still is the West Coast. We don't know what has been happening on the West Coast. We still don't know how many people died over there. We don't know the extent of the damage. We're getting reports from people who have flown over one of the main towns there. Yesterday we were hearing 80% of the town was devastated. Today we've heard that maybe it's only a third of the town. Some people are saying maybe 10,000 people died in the town. Some people are saying maybe it's 40,000 people. We really don't know.
Sean, on a very basic level, what are people doing for food?
There are some stores that are starting to reopen. There is some food that is being distributed. Clean water was an issue in Aceh before this happened. Most people here relied on bottled water. That water was often shipped in from outside the province. Well, those shipments have stopped in the last couple of days, and therefore there isn't much bottled water in the province. Even though we're getting some that's flown in, it's very hard to see how a few hundred boxes a day, even 1,000 boxes a day, is going to keep up with simply the amount of water that 4 million people need to drink.
Is there any evidence that people are starting to come into Banda Aceh from outside, from other parts of the province that may not be getting aid, and they're managing to make their way to the provincial capital?
Yeah, we are. We're hearing reports that people from other parts of the province are landing by boat. People who are concerned about their family members who are flying in to look for their family members. There are people driving in to look for their family members. We ran into one guy who was a young student in his early 20s, and he had driven up and he had a cardboard sign hanging around his neck and with the names of four relatives. And he had no idea where they were, and he was just trying to wander around town to find them. So we're seeing people like that who have started to turn up in Banda Aceh as well. There is nowhere to go in Banda Aceh. If I had lost a family member, there is no information booth that I can go to here in Banda Aceh to find out if any bodies have been found, if they are still alive, if they have registered anywhere. In these camps, people aren't registering. And the people who have died are often being buried in mass graves and unidentified. This is going to be a trauma that's going to hang around for a long time.
Well, Sean Donnan, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thanks, Melissa.
Sean Donnan of the Financial Times talking with us from the provincial capital of Banda Aceh.